Welcome. We are at Clinton Prairie High School, Frankfort, Indiana, and we welcome you to today's education-based school varsity girls basketball game. Clinton Heights Lady Huskies are at the Clinton Prairie. The Gophers, we'll mention, this internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutneySports.com. Both teams are on right now and getting warmed up. 6 minutes on the pregame clock. Both teams shooting shots at their leisure. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies are Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Yorktown High School. And in their sectional, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies can win two losses, along with Jay County, Lady Patriots, and win two losses. With Yorktown Lady Tigers 7-4, Delta Lady Eagles 7-6, Lady Eagles 8-4, Newcastle Trojans 2-11, Centerville Bulldogs, they're the Lady Bulldogs, they're 1-9. At Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. Athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights High School is located 25802 State Road 19, Cadia, Indiana, 46030. Dial them up at 317-984-551. Web is hhsc50.org. There were the colors orange, white, and brown. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. The East Division presently is like this. Western. They're 1-0 in the East Division. They're 11-0 overall. Houston Heights, they're 1-0 in the East Division. And 2 overall. Western Lady Tigers are 1-1 for East Division. They're 3-9 overall. Tipton, the Lady Devils are 0-2 in the East Division. They're 0-10 overall. And in the West Division, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers, they're 2-0. That's in the West Division. They're 14 wins, 0 losses on the season. In the Central, the Bison are 2-1. The West Division, they're 9-2 overall. Lake, Lady Indians are 1-2 in the West. They're 7-5 overall. Central Catholic, the Lady Knights are 0-0 in the West Division. They're 4-7 overall. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils are 0-2 in the West. They're 9-6 overall. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 10-2. They're 1-1, 0 losses in the East. Coach is Keegan Cherry. 129 wins, 56 losses. Working in year number 8. Hamilton Heights, the next game, Lady Huskies. This following week will be Tuesday, December 19th. 6 o'clock KD, 7:30 varsity. Hamilton Heights will be at LaPel. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Clinton Prairie Lady Gophers. They're Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Delphi High School. In their sectional is Delphi, Carroll, Lafayette Central Catholic, Seeger, Covington, Clinton Prairie. We'll mention right there at Clinton Prairie High School, principal is Kirsten Clark, and the athletic director, Chad Peckinpah. We'll also mention Lady Gophers are located at Clinton Prairie High School, 2400 South Road 450 West, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can dial them up at 765-659-305. The web is cpgophers.com. There were the colors red and black. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Heartland. Random order, it's like this. 4 wins, 0 losses. 10 wins on the season. Losses, that's Carroll, the Carroll Lady Cougars. Also, it's Tri-Central, 3 wins, 1 loss. Hoosier Heartland, 5-6 overall. Sheridan, the Sheridan Lady Blackhawks, 3-1. Heartland Conference, 9-2 overall. Delphi, the Delphi Lady Oracles, 3-1. Season, 8-5 overall, followed up by Clinton Central, 1-1. 11-1 overall, followed up by Rossville, 2-3 in the Heartland. Dan 7 overall. Eastern Comets 1-3. They're 3-10 overall. And Clinton Prairie 1-4 in the conference. They're 2-9. We'll mention Taylor. Taylor 0-5. They're 1-9 overall. Head coach is Cale Morris. He wins, 16 losses in year number 2 at Clinton Prairie. Prairie's next game will happen also on Tuesday, December 19th. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Central Lady Bulldogs will be here. Prairie, do battle with the Lady Gophers. Getting ready to empty out. Getting ready for basketball here at Clinton Prairie High School. They're going to stand at attention for the national anthem. We'll set this band.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Clinton Prairie High School. And we extend a warm welcome to the families and fans of Hamilton High. This afternoon's varsity contest between the visiting Hamilton High Lady Huskies from Clinton Prairie Gophers. In the spirit of sportsmanship, and that all fans act responsibly and courteously coming from avenue. Use of language. First, disorderly conduct is unacceptable, not welcome at IHSAA events. Before the student athletes, officials, and your fellow fans the respect they deserve. Cooperation is appreciated, and please, please enjoy the game. The time, as you're able, we ask that you please rise and move your hat. We honor our country with the playing of the national anthem.
That's our national anthem. It's for basketball. Officials. Out on the floor. We'll make the starting lineup
first
also. Talk a little bit about the Lady Huskies. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" Ella Hickok. Number 3, a 5'6" junior, Cam Brown. Wearing number 10, 5'10" senior, Cameron Runner. Wearing number 23, a 5'7" senior, Cassidy Shakel. Wearing number 24, a 5'9" senior, Hadley Cherry. We'll meet the starting lineup for the Clinton Prairie Lady Gophers, the home team. Wearing number 5, 5'3", the senior, Emma Nash. Wearing number 67. Wearing number 67, I should say. Wearing number 12,
Let's see here. Come on.
Next sophomore, Welliver. I mean, number 44.
A sophomore. Number 5'4".
He's a junior. 22, 5.9 points per game average.
Number
23. We're having number 23. The junior. We're having number 32. Freshman. 7.9 points per game average. Taylor Morgan. And the head coach, you know, you have to be Sherry. The head coach for Clinton Prairie, you need to go for Kale. Right.
We can
tip it off and announcing the officials on the for today. And they're going to tip it off. This game is slated for about 12 noon. It's going to be right on time. 8 minutes on the game clock. And they're going to tip it off. It's going to be Cameron Runner for Hamilton Heights. It's going to jump center. And for Clinton Prairie, number 22, Hailey Wilson. Hailey Wilson listed at 5'4 in Max Press. Press is your organization, CBS affiliate. So they're going to blow the whistle. They're going to toss it up. For good, tip by the backcourt picked up by Ella Hickok. Top backcourt and right side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown's going to move it left side out beyond the center circle. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll work it left side, being guarded there closely by Taylor Morgan. Back out. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner rims off, wouldn't go, rebound. Cassie Schakel. Cassie Schakel is trying to find an outlet. Katie Brown nearly intercepted. He has good feet there by 32, Taylor Morgan. It's going to belong to Hamilton Heights. I'll bring the ball in from out of bounds. Half court, in the front court, right in front of the bench, Clinton Prairie. And toss it to the back court slightly. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Right side picking her up is Hailey Wilson. Working at the left side of the basketball, Cameron Runner. Hand off Sherry. She gets back to Runner. Runner's going to go in the lane. Runner couldn't get the initial shot. She'll go back up off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound. Sherry, and she'll pick it back out. Four shot good. Hayden Brown. Brown on the season, shooting 8% behind the arc. Ball's going to be brought in. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Clinton Prairie. Bring the ball in slightly in the front court. Cameron Runner. Into the timeline, left-handed dribble. Might have got away with the double dribble. That was Hazzy Cherry out top of the basketball. Straight away, Cameron Runner going to dribble inside the three-point line. Give it to Katie Brown. She'll go off the glass and the paint shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured right there by Clinton Prairie. Credit the board, 23, Natalie King. The front court with it. Throwing out some direction just across the 10-second line to Hailey Wilson. She's going to go out top of the basketball. Going to dribble it right side. That's 12, Sadie Wolver. Put around the perimeter. They'll take a shot just inside the three-point line. Shot there, taken by Clinton Prairie. Back direction, off the glass. Going to get the bucket. Cameron Runner. Shot the other end was taken by 22, Hailey Wilson. Going to the foul stripe. Some height. It's going to be Cameron Runner. They're going to whistle this foul on 22, Hailey Wilson. He has one. Shot rims around, falls in. 5-0 contest, 6:24. That was an and one. She'll just get one. And then they'll bring the ball out of bounds. Baseline, left of the bucket. She can roam the each line right there. She'll pass it in. Going to work it in. Crossover dribble crossing the timeline. It's Hailey Wilson. Dribbling the paint, she'll hand off. 2-point bucket, good. Right-handed. Yeah, right. Credit the board, 32, Taylor Morgan. Over the front court with the basketball. Cameron Runner. Went to the corner. Dribble Katie Brown. Left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok being guarded there. 22, Hailey Wilson. Going to go in the paint. Shot with a go for her. Ella Hickok works it back out. Shot rims off. Elbow extended. Go for Katie Brown. The direction. Rebound Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie going to lose the handle. Going to go back the other direction. Cameron Runner picks up two. two contests. Ball's in the front court. Comes into the front court. We're going to cross the timeline. Wilson. There'll be a reach in foul. Hamilton Heights.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what's in this foul? Katie Brown at Hamilton Heights. It'll be her first foul in the ballgame. She wears number 3. 5.5 minutes left. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. There'll be stolen there at the left elbow in the front court. Hallie Cherry puts it up ahead. Left hand layup is good. And we're runner. There'll be a timeout on the court. Call timeout. 30-second timeout. In two contests, Lady Huskies by 8. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference girls basketball game day, December 16th. That's today, Saturday. 3 games on the agenda. The Hoosier Conference out of conference games. Mention they are 2:30 today. We're going to tip off Benton Central Bison at 9-2. They'll be at Kankakee Valley. The Cougars at 9-3. 12 noon, that's this game. It's tipped off right at 12 noon. Tonight, Katie Hussey, 2, Ben Prairie, Lane Jopers, 2-9. We'll mention a 1:30 contest, 8-4 Tri-West Lady Bruins at Central Catholic Lady Knights. And 7, brought in from the backcourt. Across the timeline on the dribble. Lose the handle. That's 32. Taylor Morgan back the other direction. They're working left side behind the arc. Cameron runs one shot right over extended. Team 2 contest. Ball's in the front court. Dribble. Timeline. Gonna hand off in the ball game is Emma Nash. It's number 5. Gonna dribble around the lane. Shot should say the handle. Lost there. Natalie King back the other direction. They're working outside the arc. Working around the perimeter. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Ella Hickok. Back tail Jones to work her right side. Katie Brown. Katie Brown across the free throw line to kick it back out. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Ella Hickok. Rebound. Put back. Good. Run runner for 2. To Heights administering the full court pressure. The dribble there. She'll pick up the dribble. Emma Nash. The right side. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. 22. Hiley Wilson. Top of the basketball. Back pedal dribble. At 5, Emma Nash. She'll hand the ball off. They're in the front court. They'll reset the offense. They're in the center line. To Hiley Wilson. She gets the ball back to 12. Sadie Wolliver. Get out right side to the corner. That's 5. Emma Nash. Back out top. So move it. Bounce it in. Free throw lane. It'll be kicked away. Picked up by Schaefer. She'll get it to Katie Brown. In the front court, Cameron Runner. Side the arc. Thought about a 3. Ella Hickok. So. But we go to the opposite corner with it. 2 3-point shot would go Katie Brown. Rebound has a chair. She'll put it back to go baseline. Cut off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Ella Hickok. Be a reach here. There's going to be a foul. There's going to be a tie-up on the floor right there. So it's going to be a jump ball. There's going to be a possession. The Gophers. Simultaneous possession. Going to bring it in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Ball tossed in, 22, Hiley Wilson. He's tipping, going to make it in the backcourt. Cameron Runner off the glass for 2. 17-2, 3:16 left here in the first quarter. On the dribble to the front court. Well, nearly lost the handle. Going to be a reach in and a jump ball. He gets a jump ball. Has a carry, 24 and 32, Taylor Morgan. It's also a possession arrow. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. Going to touch check with the scores bench. In the ball in, Hamilton Heights to the bucket on the baseline. Going to toss it in. Hattie Cherry going to do a softball pass to the front court. Intercepted at half court. Up there by Katie Welliver. Back to the other end. Going baseline. They go off the glass. Shot where to go. Shot where to go. That was 32. Back the other direction. Taylor Morgan. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Katie Brown. 3-point shot. Rims off short. When Joe Rebound put back when go for Cameron Runner. They get the ball inside. Ella Hickok. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. To Schaefer. 19-2 contest. 2:38 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Dribble. Caught right there, working the back out. She gets the ball back. That's 12, Sadie Welliver. dribble the right side, go inside the arc, kick it back out. 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. I think of there, Clinton Prairie, Taylor Morgan. You know, the direction on the dribble, the baseline, how the Cherry going to absorb a foul, she'll shoot two. 16 left here in the first quarter. They're going to whistle the foul on 30.
Taylor Morgan.
32, Taylor Morgan. Taylor Morgan picks up her first foul in the ballgame. At the free throw line, Haggy Cherry gets the first. She'll have one more. Ball game for Clinton Prairie. It's going to be number 32, L.A. Swinper. Swinper is a sophomore. And Haggy Cherry, second shot. Got short off the mark. Rebound, Cameron Rudder. Back to Cherry on top of the circle. Second left side on the dribble. Back tail dribble. Working to Ella Hickok. Right side behind the arc, Katie Brown. Out top, Cameron Runner for three, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, 22, Hailey Wilson. In the front court with the basketball. She'll get it back, teammate. Just rimmed out, that was five. A dash. Back to the rest of him with the heights on the rebound. Gonna be a push foul. Just outside the left elbow. Gonna be a whistle on Clinton Prairie. Gonna whistle this foul on Prairie, 22, Heidi Wilson. She has two. Foul number three here in the quarter. One thus far for Hamilton Heights. Ball brought in. Tipped off the bottom of the backboard. Picked up by Cameron Runner. Runs Cassie Shakel. Now back to the Cherry. We'll sit on the right side behind the arc. She's going to dribble around. Ella Hickok. 3-point shot in the air. Cameron Runner. Going to rebound her own basketball. Going to look at left side. Going to go baseline. Over to the right elbow. Back to Cameron Runner. Rim off, wouldn't go. The ball's going to be tipped, going to go out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by the Lady Huskies. So they're going to bring the ball in. Left to the bucket. It's going to be brought in. Al Newt play.
2-point bucket.
Cameron Runner. We're going to step this down for a minute. We're going to come back. The ball game will be. Here, we're down the basketball, the back pedal dribble, and we're right there, 12, feet longer. I'm going to pick up the basketball, great chance, a jump ball. And what's the word, jump ball, 58 and 53, simultaneous possession. And also the possession arrow goes back to the Gophers. They're going to bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Looking to get it in, looking, look to trigger in, Heidi Wilson. Gets it out top of the 3-point strike. Single the corner with it. Heidi Wilson gets the ball back. They work it back around. They go left side on the dribble. Emma Nash. They're going to dribble inside the 3-point strike. Shot taken. It'll go out of bounds. You see the Lady Huskies. And they'll work it back in. Front court. Cherry. What's the right side? Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the dribble out top. Ella Hickok. Guarded right there. 22. Heidi Wilson. And foul. The foul whistle on Wilson. 28.1 left here in the first quarter. Whistle on Wilson. She picks up her third foul here in the ballgame. Checking back in the ball game is going to be number 32, Taylor Morgan. And it was 22, Heidi Wilson. In front court, Haley Cherry brings it in to Cameron Runner. She'll go off the glass. And they put a layup. That's it, 22 seconds left. We're going to get to the front court. Crossing the timeline with the basketball in the front court. 32, Taylor Morgan. They'll go the corner with it. 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 23, Natalie King. Going to bring the ball in right in the bucket. It'll be brought in right there. Clinton Prairie. Emma Nash. The bucket on the baseline. Going to toss it to the backcourt. Freeman. That's 32. Morgan. Trying to get across the timeline. Tipped out of bounds. They're going to belong to... Slightly in the backcourt from number 5, Emma Nash. going to look to get him to be guarded there by having Cherry. She'll cross it in. The elbow is going to be tipped away and picked up by Hamilton Heights. Ball reaches in. A couple of them. Ties it up. Alternate possession arrow to the Lady Huskies. 0.8 seconds left to be brought in. Ella Hickok. She'll take a shot. No, not going to take a shot. Shot is not away. And looking inside the camera rudder. Turn around jumper. Couldn't get the shot away in time. Break. Hamilton Heights. 24. Clinton Prairie. She. We'll also mention a little bit about the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Hoosier Heartland Conference game day today on December 16th. And last night, that was December 15th, four games last night, Heartland Conference. So Lady Cougars, they defeated Rockville and Lady Hornets. Central, the Lady Bulldogs defeated Tri-Central. Delphi, Lady Oracle defeated Taylor, the Lady Titans. Bucks defeated Lady Comets. And today, here on the agenda of the Hoosier Heartland Conference, and it's right here, Hamilton Heights at Clinton Prairie. Start time was right on time. Noon. So look at the second corner. Hamilton Heights. Clinton Prairie is going to have the alternate possession arrow. And by number 5, Emma Nash. Man, 32. Yeah. She brings it in to 12. The dribble right side. Dribble, going to put it back down and call a palming violation. 3 on the game clock. In left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in backcourt, Elle Hickok, and walk it to the timeline. She left here in the second quarter, working at right side behind the arc, Cameron Rudder. So working down low off the glass, couldn't get the shot, Hadley Sherry. Rebound secured. 3-3, Ellie Flipper. Yeah. With the basketball, Taylor Morgan. Taylor Morgan goes up for the shot. She's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Shoot 2. Taylor Morgan is going to set you the strike. She'll work it right there. She'll get the bounce pass from the official. The round wouldn't go. Substitution. Lady Gophers, Clinton Prairie, in the ballgame. 42 Katie Marcinko, 7 senior. For Clinton Prairie, at 23. King, second shot. Right here for Taylor Morgan. It's good. Gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Ball brought in backcourt. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline at a sharp pace. Just slow it up. Don't dribble near the center circle. To right side behind the arc. Have a sherry back to Ella Hickok. She's working left side behind the arc. Cameron Redd to go to the corner with it. That rims off long. That was Katie Brown. Rebound. Cameron Roten. Checks in during the quarter break. Back out top, Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Rims off, 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Clinton Prairie, 33, Ellie Swinford. Corner of the basketball, crossover. On the drill, and he tipped away. Stolen by Cameron. Cameron Runner going to go off the glass. The foul going to occur. Dot. Foul on Clinton Prairie. It's going to be whistled on 12, Sadie Welliver. Sophomore. He'll be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Cherry. Alley-oop play wouldn't go for Cameron Rudder in the paint. Rebound, Ella Hickok back out top. Sadie Brown looks at the left side. Now back pedal dribble as the ball's in the hands of Ella Hickok. Guarding Ella Hickok. Cameron Rudder can go from the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Hadley Cherry. Back out top, we go to the corner with it. Shot, Ella Hickok is good. 3-point shot, 27-3, first 3 points. in the second quarter.
Number 10 left.
She's not going to steal a half quarter. She does. Cameron Run is going to dish off to Katie Brown. She'll go off the glass.
Number three.
Three. Court with the basketball. Breach in and he'll steal. Picked up there by Cameron Rowe. Set up ahead. Katie Brown couldn't get the bucket. Got her own rebound. Out top, Ella Hickok. By Cameron Rowe. Gary back to Rowe. Back to Cameron Runner. Now back to Ella Hickok. In the corner. Shot good. Cameron Runner. 3:29 left. Quarter. In the backcourt. On the dribble, that's number 12, Sadie Welliver, left side. It's going to be a reach in. It's going to be a Ella Hickok. Comes up the basketball, passes on the left side. Left hand layup. 24, Hadley Cherry. I'll check in during this timeout. Checking in during this timeout is number 23, Natalie King. I'm out. And we'll mention. Ball game, we'll mention this. Indiana High School girls basketball leaders per game this week in the state of Indiana. Checking in back into the Huskies is number 23, Cassidy Chagle. At number one this week, 11 games, was number 10, Samantha Redinger. She's from Argus High School. Cool. As you know, they did not have a football program. A program. We'll mention varsity basketball, varsity soccer. Participates in both. 31.3 points. Average at number two. Four on her uniform. She's a senior. 6'1". And Ava Zylkowski. Boy high school. Well, she just plays the one sport. 28.5 points. Average. Inbound the basketball. Provide the bucket. Nine. Five. Emma Nash. Going to release pressure and bring the ball in. At number 12, Sadie Welliver. Timeline, left-handed dribble. She'll spin move back to the right-handed dribble. Back on top of the basketball. And to give it in, Taylor Morgan. Taylor Morgan couldn't get the shot to go. Ball's rebounded by Emma Nash. With wouldn't go. Shot taken. 23. Natalie King. To go back the other direction. Dribble. Bring it back out top. Cameron Runner. Falling off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. 23. Natalie King. My mind. Look at right side. Going to dribble back around. Picked up a dribble. That's 33. But look at right side. Top of the circle. Right side. Bounce pass, a little close to the shin. Going to carry him, going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Front court. Three on the game clock. You brought in slightly to the back court. Two is Ella Hickok. Or so left side, Katie Brown. To the corner, Cameron Runner. Now back to Ella Hickok. Back panel dribble. Right, Katie Brown. Back to Ella Hickok. Her circle out top. Going to the corner. Three-point shot. Rims out. One go. Cameron Runner. Rebound. Emma Nash. Huntsman. Across the timeline. Number 12. Over. Over to down low. Save the basketball. Did not go out of bounds. Saved by Katie Marcinko. Over to back behind the arc. Now Emma Nash. Going to dribble across the left elbow, they're going to reach in foul, going to be whistled. Huskies. They bring the ball in, right in the bucket. Baseline. By Emma Nash, it's Clinton Prairie. He tossed it in. 3:38 left, and dribbling the paint. Off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Foul, going to go to the foul stripe at Clinton Prairie. Katie Welliver. Katie Welliver. First shot is good.
Three Katie Brown, she has two. Back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Have a chance, taking a breather, is Katie Brown. Diploma, Katie Welliver. That shot, also good. 6 left. 34-5, Hamilton Heights with the basketball. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Primitive Google baseline drive, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner takes the shot. Just outside of pace. 2 point shot, good. 36-5, 3:16 left. The clock going to dribble in. Got to get a shot. No foul called. It was a little bit of friction. Goes out of bounds. And there's the baseline. Abby Sherry. They're tossing in the backcourt. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Pick up the pace across the timeline. Guard her out top. It's 42. Katie Marcinko. They go to the baseline with it. Push it back out. 3 point shot in the air. He's off Ella Hickok. Rebound Abby Sherry. They lose the handle. Get it back to Cameron Runner. They're moving around the perimeter. Good. Right elbow extended. 2:43 on the game clock. 39-5. Lady Huskies in front. Crossover dribble out top. Working the ball around. And Sadie Welliver. Emma Nash. Might have been deflected by Cameron Roten. Back the other direction. Cameron Runner. Looking behind the arc. 3 point shot on the way. She rims out. Ella Hickok. From this last touch, by Abby Sherry. Riding the bucket on the baseline, Emma Nash. And that's number 12, Sadie Welliver. Welliver going to dribble through the timeline. She'll slow it up. She'll cross over. She'll pick up speed there in the front court. Working against her. Going out top with the basketball. And it's going to be a steal. It's going to be picked up there by Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. 5, Lady Huskies in front. Crossing the timeline. With the basketball. Crossover dribble. Paige should go to the corner with it. She can go with less five when he's deflected. That shot taken by 23, Natalie King. Back the other direction. Looking behind the arc. Looking left side, Cameron Roten. They go to the corner with it. 2 point shot with the go. That was Kathy Schaefer. The ball goes over the backboard and falls on three. A lot of times, get stuck up there. Saw a cheerleader. Stunt Moon's shoulders, college game. Ball down. So hit across the timeline. Basketball. It's number 12, Sadie Wong. That's how the basketball should pick up the shoulder, get in there. Marcinko. Down low, off the glass, shot wouldn't go. Rebound, far four, picked up by Clinton Prairie. Foul on the Lady Huskies. Let them put back, shot wouldn't go. 23, Natalie King. Foul's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. Cameron Roten, she has one. The bucket for Clinton Prairie. That's Emma Nash. Emma Nash being contested by Harry Sherrill. Going to be a reset. I think there's two on the bounce pass. Rope, take the basketball from going out of bounds, back to Ella Hickok. Cherry goes to the left side. Cameron Runner rims out one goal, rebound putback, is good. 48 seconds left. 43. Continues from the timeline crossover. And went to the backcourt, picked up there. A Clinton Prairie. King, be a reshore. Can be a steal there. Abby Sherry, she dribbles on the baseline. Well, they get the ball back to Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie toss it slightly to the backcourt. Well, that's Sadie Welliver. She's on the front court being guarded there by Ella Hickok. Bales last touch by the Lady Huskies. Brought in front court by Emma Nash. Substitution in the ball game, Lily Huskies. Katie Brown. Number 12, Cameron Roten. He's tossing in the ball game. It's going to be brought in by Emma Nash. Tossing in. Welliver. back pedal is yours, shoulder back out near the center line for me. Car. Close to being kissed right there defensively was Cassidy Schenkel. Run back. Hamilton Heights will get the ball back. Backcourt. Toss in the backcourt. Ella Hickok. Second slot. Looking at the right side of the basketball. Behind the arc, Cameron Rudder. She'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass. 6.2 left.
Cameron Rudder.
One. So let's foul on Clinton Prairie on white
side.
Which will get on 23, Natalie Kinner. She has one. Cameron Rudder. First shot has been good. Only shot she'll get. 3 point plays in the game. Aldrich, they bring the ball in. On the dribble across the sideline, Sadie Williver. She goes to the front court with it. Shot near the buzzer. Right on line. Wouldn't go. Tim Bear was 33. Ellie. And score. 46. Clinton Prairie 5. Thank you for tuning in. And you're listening to PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Football each spring, lost their official Catholic night. Football in the fall, took the Blue Devils. In the winter, took the Blue Devil basketball here in some heights. Maybe Husky. Keep tuning in. And then we'll mention finishing up right there, Indiana High School girls basketball stat leaders. Points per game average. Number two. At number three this week in the state of Indiana. 7 games under her belt. We'll mention she's a junior, 6'4". Number three, she's from Hamilton, Southeastern. She's a Lady Royal. She just plays basketball, one sport. Point two. Average. Also mentioned. And at number four, thank you. At number four this week, in senior 9 games under her belt, we'll mention she wears number one. Kayla Lacombe. Kayla Lacombe, Indiana. High school. She plays varsity basketball and varsity baseball. And 0.8 points. Average. 5 this week. She's a senior, 5'10". And that's Cameron Rudder. High school. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies High School. She plays varsity basketball and varsity 6.6 points per game. Since the last game, and her average did drop a bit, 23. We've been around that neighborhood. And we'll also mention, thank you. Is Lisa Stokes Bear. Bear, a Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look to Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years' experience. People with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list. Let Lisa look. Residential or corporate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Or by text. 7513-4086. 317-513-086. Stokes Bear. We're bringing you today's ball game here at Clinton Prairie High School. It's Kristen Fishers. You can see Kristen Fishers at www.kristenfishers.com. The ship Fritz in Noblesville. Within it. Fishers.com. Do they have quality cars, trucks, SUVs? And one owner automobiles. In Fishers, Indiana, 8599 East 16th Street. There, the dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. That's 317-842-28. State Road 32 between Melbourneville and Westfield. 17-773-2232. 317-773-2232. That's Fritz and Fishers. F-R-I-T-Z. So mention. It is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Park Storage. Outdoor storage. Flex storage. For investments. Keep them safe. RVs, precious, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-100. Number is 317-4-100. You can go to www.psindiana.com. Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue, Street, Media. It's 45 left here on the intermission clock. Oh, Clinton Prairie. Florida. Both teams going to play again this week before. Before the day, a lot of people call it a holiday. A lot of people call it Christmas. Nothing wrong with that. Positive. So let's take a few shots right there. We'll miss the Hampton Heights coming up this week on Tuesday. And the Hampton Heights will be at LaPel. Basketball. Right there in LaPel. Pretty good Hall of Fame. He's tired. And he's got two state titles for the LaPel boys team. With a date on it, I tell you. Anyway, and one in 13 might have been his. But anyway, Mr. Howell. And I will also mention, team on the agenda for him. Today, 6 and 7:30 ball game. Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs. They're nearby. They'll be right here at Clinton Prairie High School. Have a good festive atmosphere. Getting ready for Christmas. Christmas time is one of those times that you can just like eat with family, friends. You just make that a passive time. And get a bite to eat or something like that. We'll also mention this game is in parts. You. Powers, Septic, and Sewer. Powers, Septic, and Sewer. You can reach them by phone. 217-538-8858. That's 317-753-8858. They do everything. We'll mention do a septic tank cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, lighting, tank riser installs, bacteria, systems. Remember, go without us. Wilson County and surrounding counties since 2000, the new millennium, Hamilton, family owned and operated. That is Power, Septic, and Sewer on State Road 19, 206. That's Frank and Little Frankie Powers. Septic. This game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. store. That's the place to enhance your ride. Please. Tires, lift kits, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. I'm at Runyon Truck Store. I'm by telephone at 765-252-5130. Again, that's 765-552-5130. Truck Store will make it your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Weebleed Orange. We'll also mention bringing in Tech Porn Sales and Dandy Restaurants. Restaurants. Good friends, good times. The restaurant. I have to please each and every visit. It's that first cup of coffee. 3-point shot. The restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Jim Dandy Restaurants. Look forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. Dandy's menu is calling your name. So, 1:17 on the clock. 6-5 contest. Hamilton Heights shooting around at their leisure. Prairie. Up there shooting around right there on the floor and go back to the bench area. 5 seconds. Moving, intermission clock. Getting ready to back in. And coach right there on the, Coach Kale Morris. Coach working in year number 2. Right here at Clinton Prairie High School. That's for the dry erase board. Work right there with his starting 5 here for the second half. And so Hamilton Heights also talking with them. Child mission right here at Clinton Prairie High School. And an ultimate possession error. Back to the Huskies, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. So there. In the ball game, she has number 5. Ellie Wilson. 33, Ellie Swinford. 23, Natalie King. And also in the ball game is number 12, Sadie Wellimer. Huskies number 3, Katie Brown. New white possession. Also in the ball game, 23, Cassidy Shakel. Ella Hickok. 10, Cameron Runner. Have the chair. Can be brought in adjacent to the scores dish. Clinton Prairie, Lady Gophers. Going to toss it in. Emma Nash. Slightly to the backward. On the dribble, 22, Hiley Wilson. Wilson on the dribble at right side behind off. 3-point line. Lost the handle, going to reach down and pick it up. Ball caroms. The Welliver. Bring it back around. Hiley Wilson. Pick up the drill, they'll bounce it in. In the paint. Tipped away and picked up by Katie Brown. And should be the basketball to have the cherry. Gives the ball up. Crossing the timeline. Ellie Hickok. Going to work it right side. Cameron Runner. Basketball. Ellie Hickok will work it down low. Point shot good.
Cameron Runner.
Cameron Runner. time out here just for a moment. For Clinton Prairie. 32, Taylor Morgan. Clinton Prairie, 22, Hiley Wilson. But total of the rebounds, at 6.1 per game. The team in assists at 2.4. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. That's 32, Taylor Morgan. Looking outside the arc. On the dribble, Sadie Welliver. Welliver on the dribble, going to be a reach in. Going to reach in, pass to Shakel. Foul. Clock here in the second half. And they call that the mercy rule. Running clock. And we'll only stop on no bashing. Going low. Shot's ready to go. Shot taken there. 12, Sadie Welliver. Could be a rebound foul. Whistle on Kent Prairie. 12, Sadie Welliver. We'll only stop on timeouts, free throws, and injuries. We're running to the front court with the basketball and the dribble. Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Katie Brown. Going to bounce it outside the paint. Cameron Runner back to Shakel. Back outside the arc. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok on the dribble. From Shakel. Then use it to go back to out behind the arc. Cameron Runner going to get the ball back. She's looking to get it left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Defensive converges. That's five. Emma Nash. Going to work it right side. Jill to the corner. Cameron Runner. Back on stop to Ella Hickok. Side to Runner. Runner's going to take a three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by Hamilton Heights. Here. To go bring the ball in right of the bucket. They're tossing in the paint. Shot. Not an alley-oop that time. Laney could get a shot in the paint. Cameron Runner. Back the other direction. Back the other way. Two-point shot.
Taylor Morgan.
Trent Buffett. Taylor Morgan. The back pedal dribble. They look at the right side. They go outside the paint. Push it to the corner. Katie Brown back out top. On the dribble is two. Ella Hickok. Check pass will be tipped away and picked up by Clinton Prairie. Morgan can work it down low off the glass. They're going to call a foul. They're going to look at it.
Number
32, Taylor Morgan.
When
he enters the ball,
he's number
22. Kylie Wilson also in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Taylor Harley. 4:32 left here in the third quarter. 8-7, Lady Huskies in front. The back ball, Ella Hickok. Cross corner, super corner, left corner baseline. Three-point shot good. Two on the game clock. Timeline, right here to dribble, left side. From adjacent to the scores bench, they're dribble in. Taylor Morgan. Taylor Morgan going to try a shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound. We down, push the ball up ahead. Ella Hickok outside the arc. Cameron Runner. From long off the rim, wouldn't go. And we trap down in center court. Move to the front court. And a 3-point shot. Emma Nash. Shouldn't get the bucket. Direction on the rebound. It's the coach. She get her own rebound. Couldn't get a shot in the paint. To move it back around. Ella Hickok rims around, wouldn't go. On the dribble from the backcourt. Taylor Morgan. Left side across the timeline. To Hiley Wilson. They're looking at the right side. 3-point shot in the air. Rim down long. Shot taken. Clinton Prairie 32. Taylor Morgan. Rebound Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner now back to Ella Hickok. She'll walk it in the front court. 9 on the game clock. But with the left side behind on it, they go baseline, having Sherry. Out 3-point shot in the air, wouldn't go. Katie Brown rebounds, Cameron Runner. Out top, they give it back to Runner. Baseline. Rebound, Taylor Harley. Harley got the rebound, put it back up. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Over the back. Left hand layup is good. 53-7. 8 on the game clock. Moving, we're in the second half, third quarter. Working it. Pass, pass, right side. Out top. I'm Sadie Weller. They're working in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there. Rebound. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. It's Cameron Runner. Looks to right side. Ella Hickok. Near the center circle. Left side behind the arc. She'll take a 3-point shot and a rim out. Oh. Here, that's 32. Taylor Morgan. Taylor Morgan will lose the handle. It'll be picked up there by Cameron Runner, Abby Cherry. Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner in the dribble. In the paint. She'll go to the corner again. 3-point shot is good.
3-point goal. Ella Hickok.
Okay. 56-7. Timeline at a dribble pace. Two, Hiley Wilson. On the dribble. Looks at right side inside the paint. I should say inside the 3-point line. Foul. Ella Hickok. Second foul in the ball. For the Lady Huskies, number 12, Cameron Roten. Also in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Number 20, Freshman. Clock moving, 117 for the Lady Huskies. Number 2, Ella Hickok. Trying to bring the ball in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Deep in the front court. There, 23, Natalie King. Outside the arc, 22, Heidi Wilson. Corner. A pretty swift pass, going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Clinton Prairie Gophers. 48 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball brought in. But to the timeline, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner crossing the timeline, going to slow it up. We're going to right side. Left side, Preston Sherry. Back out to Runner. 31 seconds left. They go to the corner with it. Preston Sherry. We're going back around Hattie Cherry. Back to the corner. Preston Cherry short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Board is number 12. Cameron Roten. Out top. 3-point shot. Rims off. Hattie Cherry. Rebound. Taylor. Rebound. Taylor Harley. She's a 5'6 junior. Sir, bring the ball in the backcourt. Emma Nash. In the dribble to the timeline. On the dribble, 22, Hiley Wilson. Shot at the buzzer from half court, nearly went. And during this quarter break, checking in the ball game. For 5, Nora Rieger. Nora Rieger, a 5'6" inch freshman. And we'll go ahead and mention a little bit about Class 3A. Class 3A is ranked traditional top 15. The tabulator on December the 10th. Girls basketball, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We get 10-1. We'll see where they are next week. We'll mention their extra 24. Also at number 2, extra Lady Bombers, 13-0. And there's extra 22. At number 3, it's Norwell, 10-2, 3. At number 4, it's Indian Creek Lady Braves, 92-26. He's tied at number 5. Number 5, Western Lady Panthers. Is 0. They did not play a game last night. It's still 22. So at number 5. And 2. Number 7, Scottsburg Lady Warriors. They're 11-1. In a bit. Bring the ball in, alternate possession arrow. Hamilton Heights. They're going to toss it in. Slightly backcourt. Hattie Cherry was able to the front court. They're working down low. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, the cutter. Trying to entry back. And she'll be fouled. And it's going to be a common foul on the floor. Bring it in. Left the bucket. And have a chair. Out top. Cameron Runner going to take a long three. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound put back is good. Have a chair. Not sure if that was a pass or a shot. Allie Cherry in the paint. Front court. 58-7, Lady Huskies in front. You know, look at that top, even the basketball, deep in the front court. Clinton Prairie, they're working back around, free throw line. They're working back out, 3-point shot in the air, rims around, and falls in. That's a good roll. That was 22. Listen for three. And there's going to be a timeout call. Sharon wanted to call a timeout. 3 seconds to get Cameron Roten in the ball game. And they will utilize the timeout. Besides, you're left to utilize the timeout. 6:58 on the game clock. This up, Class 3A girls basketball ranks. Top 15 here. We left off with number 8. That's Benton Central. They are 8-2, 6-22. At number 9 is Gibson Southern. 7-3, sectional 32. And Evansville Memorial is 8-1 or 2. At number 11 is Twin Lakes. And the N75, sectional 42. They played a good ball game at Benton Central. Tuesday. 52-45. We'll pick that up in a moment. But with the basketball. Roten on the dribble, working at elbow left side, Cameron Runner. To the baseline, Taylor Harley. Back around, a little left elbow was extended. Press the chip. Cameron Roten. And his shot wouldn't go from 3-point land. On the floor. Yep, to be another jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to the lady. They'll bring it to the front court on the dribble. Left side, 22, Hiley Wilson. Wilson's in the dribble in, outside the paint. Tried that jump stop, couldn't quite get it. She'll give the ball up to Hamilton Heights. Ball's going to be brought up left. The bucket on the baseline, Preston Cherry. For Hamilton Heights, number 12. Cameron Roten, freshman. They're going to see the corner. Outside to Roten. They're working left side. Behind the arc, Preston Cherry back to Roten. They're working left side. Senior athlete, Cameron Runner. Left side, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble. Right side, she's going free throw line. She's bigger in the corner. Regular chest pass. Accepted by Katie Mostinka. Oh, I should say. The basketball. Going to be tipped away, going to be picked up by Rieger.
This should
go off the glass. Good for Rieger. Guarding the dribble. Three-quarter court. Cameron Runner on the dribble there. 32, Taylor Morgan. To go back off the glass. Couldn't get him. Rebound put back to the initial shot. Taken by 22, Highland Wilson. Good from Katie Marcinko. Marcinko. 60-12, 5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Out top, on the dribble, back panel dribble. That's him. Working right there, Preston's here. Back out to Preston. And Cameron Runner. And scoop shot. 2. Foul strike. Look at the whistle was foul on 33, Ellis Swinford. 4:33 left here in the clock. Another stop at 4:30 for the free throw. Runner got the first. Cameron Runner entered the contest at 94%. So about 61. 65. Second shot, also good. 2:12, 4:29 left. Ted Prey, they dribble through the timeline, they'll slow it up. Calling out some directions, 22, Hiley Wilson. Hiley Wilson going to work it in the paint. She'll pass it back out, Emma Nash. We'll work the ball around in the ball game, 41. Crabtree. Sorry, Crabtree. Outside the paint. 3-point shot. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by 22, Hiley Wilson. Back the other direction to go off the glass. Roden could get the shot, got a real board. Put back. from the baseline left of the bucket. Preston Cherry, moving. Five, fourth quarter. We brought in Pistons. Right here, Taylor Harley passed the back row. Be a three-point shot in the air. All three-point shot when you go for runner. Aaron's last touch by the Lady Gophers. 24 left. He's substitution in the ball game for Clinton Prairie.
Number
23, Natalie King. Breeder for the Gophers is 22, Hailey Wilson. He'll be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Pass goes in the paint. Hunter wouldn't go. Marcinko. So they're working through the front court. Would be a long 3-point shot.
That's
a best 41. Shot through. 215. 244 on the game clock. 1 shot. Runs around. Wouldn't go. Cameron Rutter. Rebound. Cameron Roden. Still the front court. From the left side. Rims around. Shot wouldn't fall. Rims around. Came back out. Oh, they went back to the front court. They'll pass it inside in the paint. Going to the foul stripe. Going to be number 23, Natalie King. Petition check in for the Lady Huskies. I have a couple of check-ins. One for each side. Yeah. First shot is good. 23, Natalie King. In the ball game. From 33, Ellen Swinford. Me. 13. Champion. The ball game. For the Lady Huskies. The ball to the front court. From the dribble. Right here. And just tipped away and stolen by Barry. To the front court. And it's been stolen in the front court by the Lady Husky. Long softball pass to the front court. And good defense. 23, Natalie King. Going to be brought in right in the bucket. And was going to bring it in. It's going to be Preston Cherry riding the bucket on the baseline in the front court. 1:45 on the game clock. Left elbow extended, Cameron Roten. Now back out top. Five, Nora Rieger. She get the ball back from Roten. Perimeter. Out top to Rieger. They move the foot. Move the quick. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good.
3-point goal. Number 12,
Cameron Roten. I'm going to dribble through the timeline. I'm going to pass it on the dribble. Right-handed scoop shot. But it's going to be a foul called. It's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this. And it's going to be Kara Crabtree at the free throw stripe. First shot wouldn't go. A foul whistle on the Lady Huskies. Four. Taylor Harley picks up her first foul in the ball game. Second shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. Hamilton Heights, Taylor Harlan, right behind the arc, Preston Cherry, shot wouldn't go, rebound, Lily lost the handle in the paint, going back the other direction. Absolutely, going to go baseline, shot wouldn't go, 52 seconds left, fourth quarter, the dribble spin move, lost the handle, goes out of bounds, last touch. Taylor Morgan. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. 35 seconds left. And walking to the sideline on the dribble, Cameron Roten. 65-17, Lady Huskies in front. She'll backpedal back in deep in the front court. Get it to Rieger. Nora Rieger to the corner. 3-point shot. Really. Ball will bounce up high and will get stuck. And that 3-point shot wouldn't go. And then we're going to have to take some time here. Out of there. Let's see if they can do this. 13 points by first try. First effort right here. 41, Chera. Caught in right of the bucket. Tossed in. 41, Chera Crabtree on the dribble. Crossing the timeline is Chera Crabtree. Teammate Taylor Morgan. Off the left side around the perimeter. Long three-point shot at the buzzer. Rims off nearly went. But it's McCarron out of bounds. Pitching. Four quarters. It's today. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Clinton Prairie, Lady Gophers. 17. Thank you for tuning in. Go ahead and mention. Two teams going to happen on Tuesday, December 19th. Yeah, Tuesday game, the 19th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Lady Hussey will be at the lapel. Central Lady Bulldogs, Clinton Prairie right here, doing battle with the Lady Hussey. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.
DJ Brown has five. Number five. Laura Fisher has two. Number one has 35. Number six has 23. Bradley Cherry has five. Team Over has two. And Wilson has three. Natalie King has two. Taylor Morgan had five. Terry Crabtree had three. Katie Marchenko had two. Going home. Have a great afternoon. There's a little bit of sports on this afternoon. Boiler up. Schultz.
Thank you.